This is Slobberknockers, the show where three fans get off the couch and on the mics to talk all things football. With your hosts, Joshua Toomey, Gene Vogel, and yours truly, Baco.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into Slobberknockers here on the Cobras and Fire feed. I am neither a cobra or a fire, and we do not have Jason Baco with us this week. It's just myself, Joshua Toomey, and the great Gene Vogel. Gene, how are we doing this week?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself, man?
I am doing well, doing well. I had to take last week off, man. I had some sort of bug or COVID or something going on, man. I sounded like I was holding my nose, and I didn't want to. I know that's kind of the Minnesota accent, but I didn't want to have that, you sit through that the whole week.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. You sound great.
I wouldn't go that far either, but I sound my normal self. How about that?
There you go. I'll take that.
So I texted Baco about this, but I take 1 week off, and you guys both pick the Colts, and I have to keep telling you guys that the Colts are a garbage franchise, and you guys gave some love to the Colts, and now they're just going to figure it out and all this other nonsense, and you guys are wrong once again.
yes, absolutely.
But you guys also both picked the Titans too, and we shit the bet on that one. So
yes, I know. The funny thing is. I thought I picked Cincinnati. So as I'm watching that game, I thought, well, I'm glad I picked Cincinnati. It looks like, and then I thought, well, wait a minute. Well, this could still be a Titans game. And then I finally looked up my pick. I'm like, oh crap. No, I guess I lose the Titans.
Yeah, no, it was,
too late.
The Titans did one of those things, man, where they just never got started. Like they never got the run game going. They had a couple of big plays here and there. I guess they had three, they call them shock plays, whatever, of over 20 yards, which was kind of nice to see. They threw the ball down the field a few times and all that stuff. And the big, Derrick Henry screen pass that was a fumble that turned into a touchdown. And
yeah,
it's just one of those things, man. Like there are certain teams that I think just have certain teams' numbers. And right now, man, the Bengals just 3 years in a row, just. We can't get past the Bengals of all fucking teams.
That's a shame. I mean, it was a pretty close game, surprisingly, or I shouldn't say surprisingly, but I would, cause yeah, I think, for me, I think the, what pushed me to pick them was the home field factor.
Yeah.
And I thought they were due.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Right. And it's funny because we played 2 years ago in the regular season. We played last year in the playoffs, and then we play this year in the regular season. And all three games are pretty much the same game. It's just like, we're in it, we're in it, we're in it, we're not in it, game over. And so it was one of those things, man. But the Vikings, finished off our Thanksgiving on a high note. That was a nice thing to see.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was great to go to bed with a win in my cap instead of going to bed disappointed, especially, it was an up in the air type of game. Mm-hmm. I think we felt like the Vikings could win it, but it's like which version of our offense is going to show up, which version our defense isn't that great. And we got a lot of injuries there. So can our defense just hold up? But primarily, what can our offense do against their defense?
Right.
And we did enough to win the game.
Yeah, man. As much crap as I give Justin Jefferson for his celebrations and stuff, man, that dude is just, you might as well just throw the ball to him every play because he's going to somehow catch it and make some sort of crazy circus catch in the process.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's just got that bit of luck and a lot of skill. And mm-hmm. I don't know if defenders just aren't playing smart. If the ball's up in the air, don't try to catch it. Just knock it down.
Right.
Because if you think you've got it, then that's probably Jefferson's ball.
Mm-hmm.
So just do what you can to knock it out of the way. Try not to get pass interference because that's almost as good as the catch. But teams are just either not playing as smart or they just can't get them locked down. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had games. I mean, obviously Dallas completely shut us down. And the Eagles as well did pretty well against us, but yeah, that's my concern is if we lose him through an injury or if we lose Cousins, to me that's it. Who's going to throw that deep ball? that, you know, right. I don't know if I trust a backup to do that.
Yeah, Kellen Mond come out there and you know, rip it up for you guys or whoever's your backup, Christian Ponder or something. But the funny part was after the game, you know, they're all sitting there with the turkey legs and yes. Justin Jefferson's like, "Ah, you know what? Actually, I can't eat this because I have my grill in." And I think I texted Baca. I was like, "Yeah, that's the reason I can't eat my turkey too, because I have my grill in."
Well, the other thing too is Thielen took a bite of it and then realized it was turkey that had probably been cooked at somewhere around the Detroit game, taken right out of the oven. So it was not enjoyable to him. So he ended up spitting it out, which I don't blame him. Nobody needs to eat dry turkey. Come on. It's Thanksgiving. Absolutely. John Madden be rolling over in his grave if he knew you did that to Adam Thielen.
Yeah, and the you know, kind of around the league, you know, the Jaguars comeback on the Ravens was crazy. Like I turned it on. I think it was like 19-10, and I was like, oh, like, you know, the Ravens got this one. And the next thing you know, the Jacksonville comes out of nowhere and comes back. They do the thing where, you know, when you're a 3-7 team or whatever they were at the time, you know, they score late and they went for two, you know, because you have nothing to lose at that point, you know,
right.
And they get it. But even when Justin Tucker lined up for that 67-yard field goal, I was like, yeah, he'll get this. And then it was dead on. It was just like, it was just a 66-yard field goal, not a 67-yard field goal. So yeah, I was like, yeah, he'll probably hit this. You know, most kickers, even if they're like at 35 yards, I'm like, eh, they might miss, you know, especially if they play for the Minnesota Vikings. But
especially if they play for the Vikings.
but yeah, Justin Tucker, man, he lines up and you just think it's just going to go through.
I was torn on that one. I was, in a way, I was cheering for it because I thought if this guy could pull that off, that'd be great. But I was kind of pulling for the team that just went up by a point by going for the gutsy call instead of playing for a tie. They went for the win. Now, unfortunately, they gave up a lot of yards on the next offensive run, and get, you know, it still held them off well enough though, because if they had given up two more yards then that would have been game over and they would have lost it.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So around the league, man, it was a fun weekend of football, I guess. Like we said, like you guys talked about, I mean, every team played. There was no buys last week.
Surprises on that Thanksgiving games for you?
Looking at them, maybe that the Lions kept it so close.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking as well. That was a shockingly close game. Unfortunately, that was in the thick of everything going on at my family gathering, so I didn't even get to watch a single bit of that. But I was trying to keep up with the score on my phone when I could sneak peek.
Right. Yeah, they kept it close. You know, Dallas just kind of, you know, giving it to the Giants, and then, you know, the nightcap of, I didn't realize it was that close, 26-33. I felt like it was maybe a little bit bigger win for the Vikings there. But yeah, that was overall though. I mean, you know, no blowouts. Thanksgiving, you know, all three games were you know, competitive and you know, nothing too crazy. Because I mean, I think we played Detroit one Thanksgiving and beat them like 43-3 or something. It was like,
watching.
Yeah. Well, you know, I watch every moment of that stuff, but,
Of course, but there's something when there's at least a little bit of a fight back and forth, you know, you want your team to be challenged and you don't want them to think, well, we could play like that every week and then go play against a better team. And then like we did with Dallas after beating Buffalo and just completely crap the bed.
Yeah.
Speaking of crap, Cleveland beat Tampa Bay.
Crazy. That was a crazy game too, because I was watching the end of that, and I mean, Cleveland is at like the 3-yard line, and I'm like, all they had to do was kick a field goal. Like, they didn't even have to keep running plays, and they kept running plays, and I'm like, I mean, they obviously won, and so I guess they made the right decision, but I'm like, just fucking take the 3 and get out of here, you know? But maybe they just didn't trust their kicker with a, you know, a 30-yard field goal.
Well, yeah, because as we, you know, with us, like Josh Allen just had to take the ball from the center and get over the goal line. And even that was muffed up. So I think sometimes teams get a little too cocky. They get a little too cocksure of like, well, this is all we got to do. And it just takes one little stumble. So, yeah, you're right. I'm surprised that Cleveland kept on pushing.
Yeah, and then other kind of crazy scores is obviously Sam Darnold comes back to the Carolina Panthers and you know, just destroys the Broncos, which, I mean, I was looking at it today. Someone posted that if they were to cut Russell Wilson, he counts $107 million towards their cap just next year. and I think the cap's only going to be like what two, like there, I think it's like 215 maybe next year. So he would be half of their salary cap. Crazy.
Yuck. God, I would hate to be a Denver fan with all that going on there. Unless something can change next year, it's not looking good for the next few years with Denver and what they got to deal with.
And then, you know, Sam Darnold comes in, wins for the Panthers. You got Mike White coming back in for the Jets. He beats the Bears. Yes. Just and like in convincing fashion, like it wasn't a fluke. It like that was the thing with him too.
I was concerned because I was watching that game and I noticed it was raining and I thought, oh, this is where the Bears shine.
That's a Bears game if I've ever heard it. Yeah, as soon as you saw the rain, you went to click, you know, change your pick in the
it was too late. It was already locked in. Yeah, but luckily I wasn't able to change it because it was New York all the way. Which is who I picked. I picked the home team on that one
in Las Vegas.
I figured Fields was going to be out mm-hmm. on that one with his injury. I thought, well, that's definitely going to hurt them, but still, Chicago in the rain. I mean, it was no Soldier Field. Don't get me wrong, but. You know, you can't count them out as soon as there's precipitation in the air.
Yeah, that's how, hey, that's Bears football right there, boy.
Yeah, getting down and dirty.
Vegas wins on two weeks in a row in overtime. That's insane. Not that anybody cares about my fantasy football team, but I have Josh Jacobs on my fantasy football team. He had more points than my quarterback did. He rushed for like 229 yards and a couple of scores and all this other nonsense. But my uncle, it's my family's league, and my uncle like lost a couple of years in a row, so he like went in there and like changed the way the scoring is. So like certain things mean more in our league than they do in our normal league because I think he thought it was going to help him. You know, like, I'm like, all right, Uncle Mike, whatever.
So how's he doing this season then?
He's actually second place. I think he and I are now tied. I think he has more points on the season. So I guess it is working in his favor, but
sounds like it.
Yeah. but so that was always fun. Other than that, man, I mean, the Packers just, you know, crapping the bed again and just, I don't know, man.
They kept that closer than I was expecting. Was it 7-point difference at the total there, but they gave up 40. I mean, when you're scoring 33 points, you're thinking I got a good chance to win this one.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't finish the game. But, you know, Philadelphia has been showing a little bit of slippage, you know, squeaking boy, you know, God, who did they lose to again? The Commanders.
Right.
You know, the Commanders are coming on hot and then, almost beat Philadelphia or beat Philadelphia. And then Philadelphia, God, who did they play the next week? And it was another tight game. I don't recall off the top of my head, but was it the Jets?
Let's see. Eagles barely beat the Colts. Yeah.
The Colts. That's right. It was Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday showing how he could, that's why he gave us this false sense of security that he could maybe win this coming week. How could I pick him? And then
that's the thing. I mean, it's the interim coach bump. It's the, you know, backup quarterback bump, you know, like that first game after the coach is fired, you know, the team typically rallies around and has one great week. And then, you know, from then on out, basically shit the bed, but
yeah, then it's business as usual.
Right.
But they gave the Eagles a fight, and that's what I was kind of leaning on. I thought, okay, if they can take it to Philadelphia, but in hindsight, Philadelphia, that was probably just one of those games that they decided to put on cruise control.
And right.
We don't have to really fight hard to win this one. If we want to, we can turn it on. I'm speculating, of course, but you know, sometimes it seems like teams can do that. Sometimes they get burned by doing that. Vikings may have been that against Dallas.
Most likely, man. Any other results from last week that jump out at you?
No, I'm scanning the scores. God, what did I lose on? Picking Denver, geez. Yeah, Baltimore just, that's still bugs me. But that's what they've been doing. They've been doing that how many different games all season?
I think there's been five games this season where they've been up by double digits and lost like five games. I think all of their losses are like they had big leads in, and then they've given it up.
That's a shame. That's disgusting.
Too funny. All right, man. Well, let's dive into these picks. You know, no Jason Bakken this week, so you know.
Well, before we do the picks, Bako asked me last week
to cap
off the standings for the group. Okay. Now I know there's a little bit of wonkiness with our scoring system, and that's the funny thing is I think it was last week I was making my picks and I noticed I clicked on something and I saw the little bar at the bottom say saved, and then I looked up and my pick had disappeared. So something's wonky with that damn ESPN site. And it, from what I'm looking at, some of these rankings, I mean, I've tweaked mine for the ones that are missing. Bako didn't say he's missing it, and I know you were missing a week, and he gave me your information. So this is it. we got Jay Zablewski. Jay-Z.
Yep. Jay Zablewski.
He's up on top still, but he's got a 5-point lead over me. He's at 116. I'm at 111.
Nice.
And following that is Aaron Martell from Ridiculous Rock Reviews.
Okay.
He's got 110 and 68. So somewhere I'm missing a game and he's missing two games or something, because we're only off by one, but we have the same amount of losses. So it doesn't make any sense. Right. 68 and 68. Then we got Leslie. That was Bako's friend from old school, correct?
Like high school or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, Leslie, at number four. Number five, Brian Davis. Coming in tied with Brian Davis at number five is Jason Bakken. Nice. Have you heard of him?
Is he the quarterback for the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah. He may be. I didn't think about that.
Sounds about right.
I didn't check the roster. I keep forgetting to do that. coming in at number seven after the tie from number five, we got Andy Hechtel. Followed by Scott Crouch at number eight. Well done, Scott. Not too far behind is Stephen Wright. Then we have Peter Firioli.
Something like that. Yeah. Peter Firioli. F.
Yeah. Peter F. At number nine. And then that was a tie, actually. We had number nine and we had, Stephen Wright and Peter are tied at number nine.
Nice.
And then I checked to see where you're at, and you're holding up all by yourself, number 16, with for the Josh Toomey there.
Nice. Look at me. Sure, I'm not higher than that. I thought I have like 90. I should have like 99 points, right?
You do. I have you at 99 and 80 your adjusted score.
And actually, I looked at last week. It looks like I didn't pick between the Steelers and the Colts, but whatever. I might be 100, but might be tied with Kenneth Waugh.
Oh, does that put you in a tie for 15th then? If you get that one more
point? I don't know, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to win this thing somehow.
Well, let's get to the picks and see how well you do and what you're picking to see if you can make up for it. Cause yeah, Jay's got quite the run on you.
It's crazy how he's doing this, man. I wonder if he was just to bet the money line on all these games, I wonder how much he would be up right now.
I wonder if he works for ESPN and he's just fudging the scores.
Well, he is a Steelers fan, so you gotta look out
for him. Yeah, that's why. I'm curious as far as the cheating.
All right, we'll get into these picks, and I'll let you go first, and I'll go second. And so, Bako, cue the music, because he's going to edit this nonsense, and... first up, we have the Buffalo Bills traveling to the New England Patriots for Thursday night football.
Oh, this almost feels like a trap game. Buffalo should be able to win it. I know that New England can be tough at home, but you got to go with the talent. And they can get past that defense, I feel, at New England. I'm hoping I'm not wrong there, but I'm going with the Buffalo Bills.
I'm going to go with the home team, the New England Patriots, here, only because they are wearing those sweet throwback jerseys with the old Paul Patriot or whatever that guy's name is, or the hiking, the Patriot hiking the football guy or whatever, playing center. I'll take the New England Patriots only because they are wearing the throwback jerseys.
Wow.
You like that one? That's how you come in 15.
You're gonna break that tie right there.
Let's see here. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to the Atlanta Falcons.
This is one of those trash games, but I am going to go with the home team and hope that the Steelers don't find a way to win this because I need the points.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to go with the road Steelers in this game. They went into Indianapolis. They actually looked like a competent football team. They might be getting their stuff together.
You're talking about Indianapolis. Come on.
Well, you guys picked Indianapolis last week.
Yeah.
Without me being here.
And look how it worked for us. So now you're picking the team that beat the team.
Yeah, but the Falcons are their own mess.
Yes, they are.
The fighting Mariotas are not fighting so well. But I think they're also like a game out of first place of their division, too. So the NFC South is a shit show to itself. But yeah, man, Kenny Pickens, and then the wide receiver for the Steelers is Pickens or something like that. I think they're going to be a fun thing to watch for years to come in this weekend down in Atlanta. All right, up next, another 1 p.m. game, noon game for you. The Green Bay Packers traveling to where Aaron Rodgers' own Chicago Bears. What you got on this one?
Well, Rodgers said he's definitely playing. He said the scans are good or something like that. Regarding, he didn't break the rib like he thought, didn't puncture his lung. I'm a little concerned with that because if he can't play this game throughout, I don't think that Green Bay's got a chance unless Jordan Love's got something, some magic that that nobody's seen yet or that they've been keeping under wraps. I'm picking based on Rodgers playing a full game and hoping that there's no rain, of course, but I expect Green Bay to go into Beantown and take out the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, man. As Aaron Rodgers has said many a time, he owns them.
Yes.
And
rent is due.
I think there are certain, you know, certain teams like we talked earlier. Not that the Bengals have been doing it for a long time, but you know, they just certain teams like we had the issue with the Colts for years and years and years. So like we just could not get over that hump. You know, the Bears, is Fields even playing in this? Do we know yet? Did you say?
You know what? That's a good point. I didn't check to see that. If he is, that makes things a little more concerning.
Yeah.
But, you know, are they going to run him into the ground and totally destroy him before they get a chance to build a team around him?
Mostly. Yes.
That sounds like it.
So I'm taking the Packers on this one as well. Another 1 p.m. Eastern. Central game, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ooh, this is a shit show here. The Jaguars head up to Detroit to take on the 4-7 Jaguars, taking on the 4-7 Lions. 75% of the people are picking the Lions in this game, which I think is kind of crazy. But what do you got here?
Well, after the showing of last week and losing at home, I feel like they want to show that they can win. They can win this one home. They want to stay in the fight. You know, they have a chance to leapfrog Green Bay, and Green Bay's 4-8. They haven't had their bye yet. Right? And Detroit, I know they want to be in the hunt for the wild card game, and I'm sure their fans even think they got a chance to best everybody and even get over the Vikings wherever we finish at.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go with the home team on this one. I'm curious to see what Jacksonville is gonna bring. I just don't know if it's enough, and I think Detroit's got enough juice to take it. So I'm going to go with the 75%ers and hit Detroit as well.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with you on this one. I'm picking with my where is this? My heart on this one. My head tells me to pick the Jaguars. My heart's telling me to pick the Lions because obviously, you know, Jacksonville being a divisional opponent, I don't want them to get any kind of semblance of life. Because I think the Titans are kind of coming up on a tough stretch of games. So I definitely don't want Jacksonville to get on any kind of run here. But I guess Jacksonville would technically have to win out. For my prediction, Jacksonville would have to win out to at least even tie the Titans. So let's go with the home team, the Detroit Lions. We'll skip ahead here to the next 1 p.m. Eastern, New Central game. The Washington Commanders are heading up to the New York Giants. Nice divisional game here. The 7-5 Commanders taking on the 7-4 Giants. I didn't realize that they were that close in the standings. What do you got here,
Joe? Yeah, Washington's had a run. That's the problem. But I'm predicting here that come Sunday that that New York is going to end that win streak.
Yeah.
I think it's time for that loss to come, and I think New York can handle it. I think they can take them down. New York is tough in New York, usually sometimes, at least this season. I just don't know if Heineke's got it in him to and if I'm wrong, then I'm going to obviously lose a point here. I know they've been on a tear. It almost feels like it's not legitimate. I don't know. I haven't really haven't watched their games closely to really get a feel for it, but it feels like they're about due for that loss to come, and I think New York is going to give it to them. We'll see what happens, but I'm going to go with the home team.
All right, yeah, I'm going to go, man, I'm going to stick with the Heineke train, man. I like that guy. He's got some moxie to him. He's fun to watch. Kind of out there just, you know, basically the underdog of underdogs this year kind of guy. So, yeah, I'll stick with the Washington Commanders on this one. I think they'll go up to New York and shock them.
That's very possible. He might have a little Doug Flutie in him and just win off the season. Who knows?
All right, the aforementioned Denver Broncos, 3-8, going to the 7-4 Baltimore Ravens. 96% of the people have picked the Ravens in this one. Gene, are you going to go against those 96%?
I am not. As much as I'm concerned about Baltimore blowing any sort of lead at all in this game, I just don't see the Denver Broncos. I'm actually surprised they pulled together 3 wins. That, when you said 3-8, I was like, oh, let me check on that. Oh, yeah, you're right. 3-8. Yeah. Baltimore. I got to go with Baltimore. I hope they don't do it again. Don't crap the bet this week, please. You've already cost me enough points, you son of a bitch.
So, yeah, I will also pick the Baltimore Ravens here. Broncos are just a shit show and a coach being fired waiting to happen. Oh, man, big game of the week. 1 o'clock Eastern, noon Central. The Cleveland Browns go to the Houston Texans. The 4-7 Cleveland Browns go to the 1-9-1. Did they already put it in?
Yes.
Yeah, so the 1-9-1 Houston Texans. The Deshaun Watson game, because Deshaun Watson is activated and expected to start for the Cleveland Browns, going up against his old team at his old home stadium. And I'm curious to just see how this game goes just in the stands alone.
That would be interesting. They should, have a stand cam throughout the whole game just to even run it. Just run it on the internet. If you're not televising, just throw it on the internet so the rest of us can be entertained. Cleveland, I'm going to pick them after the big win that they had. I think Houston's playing for draft picks at this point, and actually it seems like all season they've been playing for draft picks, so Cleveland should be able to get a gimme here in Houston.
Well, if Houston is playing for draft picks, they're actually playing also for the Cleveland Browns draft picks because of the trade there, right? Is that how that works? They got Cleveland's first whatever picks for the next few years. So if the Texans actually beat the Browns, then somehow they get a better draft pick from them. the math is in there somewhere. But,
I'd like to see that one worked out in a draft.
You know what? I'm gonna pick the Browns in this one, but this has that like made for TV movie. The Texans get up for this game. Deshaun comes back. I mean, Deshaun Watson has not played a game in the NFL in almost 2 years. Like the last time he played a game was against the Titans. Actually, it was the last game of the season, the year that we went to like the AFC Championship game. I mean, that's how long ago it's been since Deshaun played an actual football game. And he played in the preseason, and he didn't look all that great in the preseason. So I mean, there's no telling what Cleveland is actually getting this week. So I mean, he might get benched at halftime. Jacoby Brissett comes back out and has to finish out the game or something crazy. So I'm going to pick the Browns, but I will not be surprised if you know, the Texans win this one. All right, let's move out to the West Coast games. The 405-305 Central game, the Seattle Seahawks are heading to the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, the Seahawks is one of those teams that seems like if I don't pick them, they win, and when I pick them, they lose.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm expecting them to win. I know it's LA's on the slide. I don't know. What's status on what's his name?
I think Stafford might still be out. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Seattle. I think they're kind of showing that they can do some stuff with Geno, and I think they should be able to go in there and win this one. Actually, what is it? 78% of the people agree with me. Or I agree with them, however you want to look at that. But yeah, right. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Yeah. Oof. I'll take the Rams in this one. I'll take the home team just to try to recoup a point here.
Having Jay Zabluski tell us who he's picking so we can go accordingly.
Right? Yeah, just start picking his picks. Let's see here. The 405. 305 Eastern Miami Dolphins heading across the country to play the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are 55% pick in this game.
Well, it's their defense is really helping them. I mean, they blanked Saints last weekend.
True.
But I know this is the could change by Sunday game for me. I'm going to go with San Francisco. I'm going for the home team. I'm curious to see what Miami can do on this game.
Mm-hmm.
They do feel like they're the real deal, but they're going to be playing a good defense, and let's see how this all plays out. And obviously San Francisco's offense just has to do enough to win.
Yeah.
And I think they might be able to do it. We did it. The Vikings did it over Miami. So let's see if San Francisco can do it as well. But obviously their defense is tougher than ours, and they'll give to a much more difficult time than ours would have if he had played against our defense. But 49ers, home team for the pick.
I'm going to have to go with the Dolphins on this one. Man, I think Tua has got those guys just humming down there, and I think they can put up some points on anybody. So we will see. We will see if this defense can hold up. And, so I will take the Miami Dolphins. All right, another 425 Eastern, 325 Central game. The Kansas City Chiefs at 9-2 are heading to the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 7-4 after their dramatic beatdown of the Tennessee Titans. So what do you got in the Kansas City Chiefs? Led by Elvis Gerback against the Cincinnati Bengals that going to be led by Ken Anderson. I don't know. I'm like, what's an old Cincinnati Bengals quarterback?
Oh, shoot. It was the top of my head. No, I lost him. the announcer, he's in one of the television guys now. God dang it. What's his name?
I can see him in my head, too.
Yes. Damn it.
He's got a Boomer Esiason.
There you go. Thank you. I knew it sounded stupid. Boomer.
Boomer.
Well, I'm hoping that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be still a little bit punch drunk off of their big win in Tennessee. And I think that I'm picking Kansas City to walk in there and pick up the win. That's a tough one, too. But I think Kansas City's got a little bit of a better chance in Cincinnati. So I'm going with the visiting team, the Chiefs.
You know, Patrick Mahomes just had his son.
I heard that, yes.
It took me a second, and I was going to bring this up. It took me a second to figure this out. But his son is, you know, Patrick Mahomes the third. But he's already got a nickname. Came out of the womb with a nickname. His nickname is Bronze. So I'm like, how's Bronze? I'm assuming that's third place, so your bronze medal is where the third comes, like where the nickname comes from.
I don't know if they thought that one through.
But my thing on that whole thing is like, how do you just name the kid Bronze? Can you give a kid a nickname out the womb?
unless something major happens.
Yeah.
Like if they called him like vagina terror or episiotomy, you know, then I could see. Let's go with that nickname. But it wouldn't be quite unique because then I guess a lot of kids would have those nicknames. Like, mommy crap.
I mean, you know, if he was like a kicker, like a bad kicker in the womb, and you know they named him Bonham or you know Neil Peart or something like that, kind of as a joke. Like I get that, but Pele. I mean, but that's still like Pele or you know Andre Agassi or something. Was he? No, he was a tennis player. But like, just like, but yeah, but I mean, I get it. Like you have a nickname because you have a trait because you're already showing something as you're being developed. But, you know, you gave him a nickname before he was even born.
Coat him in like some sort of tanning lotion or something, so he had like a bronzer kind of effect.
That would be pretty sweet.
You know, that's what a baby needs.
I think I'm gonna open up a suntan city, but like for babies. Maybe that's my $1 million idea.
Damn it! Yeah, let me know if you need investors.
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically I stole that from you, so maybe you can refer back to this podcast. And try to get your money and be like, I came up with the idea of a baby tanning salon.
Well, I was going with fake tan. I mean, you know, putting a coating on the kid with the cream. You're talking, let's get him into a bed right away and work on that tan. You gotta leather up right away.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta get some of those like baby sized little sunglasses for the tanning bed. They squirm a lot though, those babies, you know, sometimes they don't lay still. You gotta kinda
We have to strap them down.
We're gonna have to spit on this one later, but
we'll talk off here.
So what did you say? The Chiefs on this one?
I did pick the Chiefs. Who do you got?
I will too pick Bronze's dad for the Chiefs. Sunday, 4:25 Eastern, 3:25 Central. The Los Angeles Chargers are going to the Las Vegas Raiders. Matchup of 6-5 Chargers and the 4-7 Raiders. What do you got?
The surging Raiders, you forgot to mention.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm expecting them to lose at home. I'm going to go with Los Angeles Chargers, even though they're still iffy, but they should be able to handle this business. I'm going to pick Chargers.
I'm going to go Raiders in a third overtime game in a row. I think I'll pick the Las Vegas Raiders, a home team. Chargers are going to get into town a little early, hit the strip, going to party a little too hard.
Tan some babies.
Tan babies. Man, they might tan some babies, but I haven't franchised Vegas yet, so we're still just local. But I do have a franchisee section on my website, so if you do know anybody out there that has some investors in mind, you know. But yeah, so Las Vegas Raiders is my pick on this week. Sunday night football. I wish they could flex. I'm sure they wish they could flex this one out.
How have they not?
Yeah, the 4-7-1 Indianapolis Colts are heading to the nation's capital, to Dallas Cowboys, who are 8-3. 95% of America have picked this one as the Cowboys. And since you guys love the Colts so much, what are you going with this one?
Well, I'm not going with the majority of the population in Indianapolis or in that area. That is that 5% that makes up the 5% that actually picked the team to win. I'm going with Dallas. I'm going to go with the home team. I don't see how Indy has a chance in this one unless something major happens. This would be Dallas easy.
It should be Dallas easy. Like Dallas by a lot. Like I don't even know what the spread is in this game, but I'll take Dallas minus the points. What's crazy is Indy does have. Did you watch the Steelers game by any chance?
They got 11 points.
Well, I'm just saying, like the Colts have this monster of a tight end. He's like 6'8". He's just this man. Like, even when he's in the huddle, he's still standing over everybody. It's so great. I'm just like, throw that guy the ball every play. He's like, you know, 6'7", 305. Like, just throw that guy the ball.
How is his feet?
It doesn't even matter. He's just lumbering down the field. I think he ran pretty fast. I do believe the tight end we took out of Maryland, Chig Okonkwo, ran the fastest 40 at the combine. Pretty sure he's right there behind him. So yeah, the Indianapolis Colts are still going to be on their loser tour, and they'll head down to Dallas and get a nice whooping from the Dallas Cowboys. Monday Night Football. The 4-8 New Orleans Saints are going to, Jesus Christ, they're taking on the 5-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Man, what a, can they flex this one too?
Jesus God, Christ. Really?
yeah, so what do you got here? Saints and Bucks.
Oh, God. I'm going to go with the Bucks. They should be able to do this handily. I'm part of the 87%ers on this one, but New Orleans getting blanked almost feels like they're going to come out strong in Tampa Bay. They lost a game that they should have won, and I feel like they're going to come out and make a statement that that isn't who we are. Unless they prove that is who they are, and then New Orleans gets the win, but I'm going with Tampa Bay to handle their business in Tampa Bay.
I'm going to pick the Saints only because there's some weird stat of, like, since Brady has been a Buck, it's like 1-6 against them or something crazy.
Oh, really?
Like playoffs included. It's just like one of those. We've talked many a time on this episode about, you know, the teams that just kind of have a team that they can't get over. And I think the Saints are that to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. So just to gain a point on you, I'm gonna try to pick the Saints here and see if my Saints cannot come marching in.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a voodoo doll that was similar to Tom Brady somewhere there in New Orleans that's getting poked on Sundays or Mondays when they play the Saints.
All right, so let's go back to our homer picks here. Let's see here. Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. The New York Jets are heading to the gateway of the West, Minnesota. To take on the Minnesota Vikings. Did you know the Minnesota Vikings' first ever game was in, like, Iowa? I heard that in the broadcast the other day. I guess the first ever preseason game was in, like,
Iowa. Oh, okay. Yeah, trying to gather fans out of state. Yeah, I can see that.
Some bizarre stat. And, So you've got the New York Jets taking on the Minnesota Vikings. I'm assuming you're going to pick the Jets on this one. So what do you got?
Well, I know they're riding high after their win last week, and everybody's picking expects their quarterback to take them the rest of the way, a win out. But I feel like it's a little bit of it's hype. Who do let me collect my thoughts here. They beat
the Bears. But it was
like
rainy weather, so I mean, you not only beat the Bears, but you beat the Bears in their, like, element.
God damn it, you're right. Okay, now you got me reconsidering my pick. You know what? I'm going to stick with the home team. I want the Vikings to take this one. I think they will. Yeah, home team. I'm with the 86%ers.
Yeah.
Vikings over Jets.
You know, if they had Zach Wilson starting, I would be a little bit more worried because, you know, the Minnesota Vikings mascot does kind of look like an elderly woman. Long blonde hair. He likes those older women, you know, so he might try to show out a little bit because he likes, you know, the long braided blonde hair. You guys still have that big mascot that, like, rides in on a motorcycle?
No, he a few years ago wanted a bunch more money to hit for appearances or something, and they decided they didn't need him, so he's okay. Gone.
Well, then I guess I'm going to pick the Vikings. I thought the Jets might have a shot at this one. So.
The squish factor has been reduced to zero.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, Minnesota Vikings. It's undefeated. All right. Another 1 o'clock Eastern, noon Central game. The vaunted Tennessee Titans are going to be licking their wounds and heading up to the Philadelphia Eagles. 10-1 Philadelphia Eagles. I'm actually surprised it's only 79% pick for Philadelphia Eagles. 21% picking the Tennessee Titans. I'll take this one. I'll say the Tennessee Titans are heading up to the Philadelphia Eagles to take on their former wide receiver who continues to tweet about the Tennessee Titans, A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown is just he can't let his ex-girlfriend go. I think He's had two fumbles in the last two games. He's just a detriment to his team at this point. And now he sees his ex-girlfriend's coming to town. He's going to try to show off for him. And I think he's just, he probably have a third fumble in a row. And the Philadelphia Eagles run defense isn't as great as it could be. Derrick Henry has been kind of stifled the last couple of games. You don't want Derrick Henry on the road. You know what's funny? If you're going to change your pick, wait till Saturday, because the Tennessee Titans do this thing where they do a little fashion show on the way to the plane. And if Derrick Henry is looking sweet on the way to the plane, it's over. Going into this game against the Bengals, he showed up to the stadium in like a Canadian tuxedo. And
really?
I texted the wife and said, he's not there. And he did.
You're right.
But every time he goes on the road and he looks, he has like, you know, a sweet ass outfit on. That's when you got to work out. So as of right now, I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans. If he's in the Canadian tuxedo, I might pull a Gene Vogel and switch my pick. But I think that the Tennessee Titans have an opportunity to go to Philadelphia and win this one. Philadelphia has shown that they are not invincible, but they have shown that they've been playing some close games lately. So we'll see what happens with the old Eagles up there. But yeah, I'll take the Tennessee Titans this one.
I like everything that you said there regarding the Titans going, having a chance, because you're right. Eagles have shown that they have a little bit of flex to them, and if you can just get them to break, like the Commanders were able to do, which Tennessee I feel should be able to do, especially if Henry can have a big game. So I'm curious to see. Now you got me curious to see what he's going to be wearing. Mm-hmm. So make sure you reach out to me or send me some pics on his outfit, because for right now I'm going with Philadelphia to take this one, but
yeah,
that could change before Sunday, depending on what Derrick Henry's wearing.
Yeah, you'll get those picks. I'll get them to you on Saturday. You'll be like, I'm changing my pick.
All right, I'm going to hold you to them.
Yeah, of all the picks, though, of all my Titans picks, I'm this one's the one I'm most nervous about. You know, even in the blowout loss to the Buffalo Bills, I thought, you know, we went into that game having a better shot than we did. Obviously, this last week with the Bengals, it's just like, geez, OP. But this one's you know, I'm not feeling as great about my Tennessee Titans pick. But hey, I've gotten 7 right on this one so far.
Yeah, this is in my heart, I want them to beat the Eagles. But in my head, I feel like the Eagles have got this one.
And again, Gene, I will tell you that at the end of this, you don't win anything. You can kind of pick whoever you want, you know.
Well, I know, but that's part of the fun, is seeing how many points you can rack up.
I guess you're right.
You're going with your vibes, you know, like you were talking about with that. You got me kind of wondering about that, because I know I picked some of these games where I follow those trends, like you're talking about Brady for something with the juju of the Saints. He's got that problem. I'm thinking of New England being unable to win in Miami, even when Miami's a garbage team.
Yeah,
they still find a way to beat New England when New England is winning Super Bowls. So, you know, some of those little spidey senses. It's nice to kind of challenge your what the status quo is, or what the popular pick is. But we're going with vibes. I think this has been the trend, and Brady hasn't been able to do it, or you know, the Eagles find these ways to shoot the ball, but. That's part of the fun too in these picks is going with your gut or going with the crowd.
All right, and Baco's picks for the week: we've got Pats, Falcons, Packers, Jags, Commies, Ravens, Browns, Seahawks, 49ers, Chiefs, Chargers, Cowboys, Bucks, Vikes, and Titans.
Ooh, another Titans.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he must know what Derrick Henry's going to wear this week.
Ooh, I wonder if he's got inside scoop on him.
Oh, yeah, he's good. I was like, well, he's got the Jags beating the Lions. All right. He thinks the Commies are going to beat the Giants. All right. Just kind of giving a quick overview of what he's got going on here. nothing too crazy. Browns, Seahawks, Niners, Chiefs.
Baco's vanilla picks.
I think this show went pretty well, man. I think that we might need to kick him off the show permanently. What do you think?
Yeah, it had a pretty good flow.
Yeah, almost an hour. No, he wouldn't button in on our conversations or anything like that. Or like pulling out notes and breaking down the Vikings game. You know, we had 4 third down conversions of 3-4 yards or more, and so
you know he is going to listen to this because he's got to edit it.
I know. That's why. Hopefully, he gets to the end here. He's just like, God damn it, those two.
Maybe he'll cut this part all out. Who knows?
That's hey, did you happen to hear LC's interview with the dude from Boboflex? It's pretty funny. He has a few things I think I'm going to steal from him. Right out the gate, his first question to Marty McCoy is, would you like to say anything that would make a blabbermouth headline? I'm like, I don't think that's how that works, LC. I think you got to sneak in on him and get the blabbermouth headline. You don't just ask him for the blabbermouth.
Well, then again, you know, is he setting the table? Is it where the guy would go, you know what? I have been wanting to talk about how Marilyn Manson touched me in the corner. And then, boom, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, hey, if it works, it works. It's just, I just found it humorous listening to the interview today.
Actually, you know, I don't know if that one came up on my feed yet, because I remember I refreshed it, unless I just missed it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I usually download them if I don't want to listen to them.
Yeah, I mean, typically if it's an LC interview, I probably skip it. But I've got an iPhone now, and the podcast app kind of just plays stuff. Like if you get done with one episode, it rolls right into the next one, even though if you don't have a playlist or anything, whatever. So I just kind of played it, and I was like, okay, I'll give it a chance. But, you know, typically if it's LC, I'm just like, move.
Delete, fast forward.
Yeah, I mean, we are on the Cobras and Fire feed right now, so we.
Oh shoot, that's right.
they're getting all that Pantheon money from this episode. We're not getting nothing. So
Baco's gonna invest in a set of grills, he said.
That would be pretty sweet.
I'd like to see that. Him and Kirk Cousins.
Baco, Kirk Cousins. I mean, they're like. Sometimes I wonder if they're. I've never seen them in the same place at the same time. You know.
Holy crap! Actually, I did. I was at his house for one of the Viking games.
Yeah, but how do you know that wasn't like pre-taped?
Yeah.
Baco somehow tricked you. All right, well, I think that's it for this episode of this episode of Slobber Knockers here on the Cobras and Fire feed, brought to you by Pantheon Podcast. Make sure to check out the Pantheon Podcast Network for Fish Podcasts, and Grateful Dead Podcasts, and episodes of Gene Vogel and Baco hanging out at Pink Floyd drummer shows.
You got talking, everything you could need right there.
Talking to random strangers.
Those are the best strangers. The random ones.
All right, I guess that'll do it, man. So tighten up.
Yeah, let's go Vikes.